Well, hi, this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and we welcome you to today's show. We've been talking the past few months about spontaneity. We've been talking with Ian Nguyen. We've been talking literally about the superhuman project, how we don't want to live in mediocrity, and all of the incredible things that can happen in our life. And it's just such perfect timing. Today's guests, Morty and Shelley Lefko, we're going to talk to you about erasing beliefs. And I personally have done a lot of work with the Lefko Institute, and I can tell you their work is impeccable. It is incredible as far as erasing beliefs, and we so look forward to having them on the show. And we've rescheduled them. They're going to be with us in September. They have so much going on in our lives, and they're going to talk to you about that when they come in, the incredible projects that they're doing. And if you've caught Shelley Lefko, she was talking about step-parenting on the bridal show, and their work is just absolutely remarkable. But their daughter is having a baby, talk about spontaneity, so they've got so much going on in their life that we're very, very, very lucky today that I was able to bring in a very special guest and a very dear friend of mine, Paula Fillingham. And as Shelley and Morty were talking to you about erasing beliefs, Paula is going to talk to you about how to create your beliefs, how to make your beliefs a reality, and not just in your own life, but how you do that with families, how you can do that with the world around you, how you can do that with the planet, with the globe, and the changes that can happen, and the things that can literally just unbelievably open doors around the world and create change simply because of a belief, and how you actually bring those beliefs into fruition and into life. So we're so honored, and we're so blessed, and we're so lucky that she's able to join us today. And I'm so excited because I feel like, you know, we could talk to her for months and months. She has such a wealth of information. So Paula Fillingham has been an internationally acclaimed goal achievement and relationship expert all the way back since 1987. She has spoken at the United Nations and at conferences across the globe and worldwide. She is a former radio show host and the author of 4 books. Paula has reached many thousands of people with her message, and I know her personally, and I can tell you she has reached millions of lives, literally millions. I watch her every time somebody hears her speak, every time she shakes somebody's hand, every time somebody goes online and they look at her work or they read her book. She has touched a life and she has made a difference. And she has done that with her messages of how we take immediate control of our thoughts, our words, and our actions. She's created positive change around the world, excelling in every area of our lives. She offers proven strategies on how to overcome obstacles, how to increase joy and confidence, and how to exceed goals, and so much more. With her 5-pillar principles of success, which she will share with us, her book and her presentation, Believe It, Become It, boosts morale. It reveals specific ways to create positive change and reach goals, and it inspires people to do their very best every day. I remember we were talking about that, not just being mediocre, but really, how do you deepen love? How do you deepen relationships? How do you deepen your relationship with your children, with your co-workers, with the world around you? And how do you do your best every day and create your best world? Paula's presentation is rich in content. It's highly motivating. She is absolutely delightful. She tells stories that people want to hear, and I know that I have watched her on stage, and she's just brought me to tears, and she's inspired me to heights that I never even knew were possible myself. So she shows step by step, you know, how to handle barriers and how to excel like never before, and we are so grateful she is with us today, and we're so excited that she is with us today. So Paula, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. My goodness, what a magnificent introduction, Nicole.
Oh, my. What an incredible body of work. You know, it's funny because we've been working on the show, and we've had, you know, Nick is coming on, Nick Bearer, the Soul Whisperer, and Ian Nguyen was just talking about the Superhuman Project. And everything that we talk about the show is either stepping over barriers or lines, erasing barriers or lines, how to be your better self. And the show is called Unlimited Life, and how we really lead an unlimited life. How do you have it all? How do you create global change? How do you fulfill your own dreams and the dreams of your family and all of that? And I can't think of a better guest or somebody that actually personifies this show more than you. And so I'm so thrilled that you're with us today.
Well, thank you so much. And Hello to all of our sweet listeners. I just honor you for coming on to Nicole's show, and I love the name, Unlimited Life. So I'd love to talk about two beliefs. And the first belief is I can create positive change in my life. And, of course, this is said in the present tense. You heard that. I can create positive change in my life. And the second belief is I am joyful and confident. So let's talk about those. I'd love to go back to that first one. I can create positive change in my life. And, of course, any change we know begins with our thoughts. So that's our first step to learn how to direct and control our thoughts. But let's ask that question. Why do we need to know how to control our thoughts? Because, of course, every word and action begins with a thought, and we know this. And if we don't, we're like the person who just allows her thoughts to, like, take her wherever they will, you know, thinking in self-negatives and being pulled backwards into damaging beliefs. So the past, so many of our sweet women especially, they need to get past the past and you know, release themselves from the blame and the resenting and the coveting and crippling themselves emotionally. But what I know is that successful people and people like you, Nicole, sweetheart, who know how to direct their thoughts in positive ways, they focus on the good. They deal with the bad stuff in healthy ways. We all have, you know, bad things happen to good people every day, all the time, and I see this all over the world with our sweet sisters worldwide, and we'll talk about those beautiful women near the end of the show. But talking about how to get past the past and focusing on the future begins with our own beliefs. And I love this quote by they call him the founder of psychology, William James. He said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their beliefs." And it's so true. And we know
that. I love
that.
Yeah, what a beautiful
quote. It's a reminder. Yeah, and it's so true. And all of us, and the sweet ones who are on this call, you know, it's, you know these things. This is a reminder, a gentle reminder to us all of things that we know and we want to put into the forefront of our minds as we're going through our days. But truly, within each one of us is a power that we scarcely tap. You know, this is the power of belief. And somebody said to me, "Paula, what is a belief?" I had to think about
that's a great question. You know,
yeah.
That was my question that I was thinking of, is where does a belief come from? You know, Ray Blanchard is a friend of mine, and he has Spectrum Life, and Ray is just a genius. Mm-hmm. And Ray was talking one day about where does something come from? Like even the concept of a stool, that we created a stool. Like where is a stool? You know, that before that we sat on rocks, before there were chairs.
Yeah.
Before,
that's,
you know,
right.
So people sat on rocks. And we don't know why it's a stool. The guy's name could have been Stool. It could have been, you know, the community he was from or whatever. But somebody had to have a thought that said we could sit on something beside a rock. This would be nice if we actually took some trees and created. And then they had to build it. They had to create it. And then they had to show it to people. And someone had to say, stool, this is a stool, this is whatever. And somebody would have to sit on it and show this is how it works, and then trepidly people would move towards it, and they would kind of sit on it just kind of, and it didn't blow up, it didn't explode, it was safe, and finally someone sat down and said, stool, and they all agreed, this is a stool, and now we have stools or chairs or whatever. But where is that first concept of, okay, let's sit on something other than a rock, or let's have a belief different than what we're doing right now? Where does that next belief come from, that next step of let's create something bigger or a change, or it could be different than the way we see it in front of us?
Yeah, so I think that's true, absolutely true. So in answer to the question, what is a belief, that person who said let's sit on something other than a rock had a belief, they had a sense of certainty about something. And, of course, we can apply this on everything. But, for example, you believe you're a good musician, a fine musician, you're going to say, I feel certain. You have that belief. I feel certain I'm a fine musician. Now, what's very important about this is that whatever we believe, we're going to produce the results that validate that belief every time. if you say, you know, I'm a terrible singer, it's going to work the same way. You'll 100% of the time produce the results that validate that belief, and that's why our beliefs, which determine our words and determine our actions and our lives, are so critically important. And it was Marcus Aurelius, and you know I have a lot of these quotes in my brain. I love to quote things, but he said, a man's life, I like to say a woman's life, of people's lives, are what their beliefs make of it. A man's life is what his beliefs make of it, his entire life. And then Dale Carnegie's one of my heroes, How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know that book. He said, believe that you'll succeed, believe it firmly, and then you will do what is necessary to bring success about. So I love that. So as we develop the sense of certainty that positive beliefs are going to give us, then we're going to really be able to accomplish anything, including the things that others think are impossible. And who usually are our most persistent naysayers? They're members of our very own family sometimes, you know. But you think about the people in history who overcame the ridicule of others because they had that magnificent belief in themselves. And I love some of these examples. Wilma Rudolph, you know, she was one of 22 children, and she had polio in her legs, but she believed that she could be an Olympic athlete, and she indeed won several gold medals. And I'll never forget watching her as when I was a young girl. And many of you know that Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, but he believed. Walt Disney, he went bankrupt 4 times before he succeeded. So we talk about these beliefs. I do have to mention the Albert Einstein, because I'm blessed to have my doctorate. His doctoral dissertation was rejected and called irrelevant. I like Albert Einstein. But then let me quote Thomas Edison, and you may have heard this, Nicole. He said, I'm not discouraged after all those thousands of times or hundreds of times. I'm not sure of the number, but so many times that he, before his invention worked. And he said, I'm not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward. So I'd love to suggest that to our sweet listeners, that when you believe in yourself, everything is possible. And no matter what anyone says, you can stand on that belief and continue moving forward, using your belief to power you into a confidence that sometimes others don't have with such a strong belief. So I'd love to talk about that. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And then I just wanted to ask you, you have a book, right? Believe It, Become It.
I do.
You actually
talk about
that.
Become It.
And so first tell me, do you teach people in Believe It, Become It how to actually believe in something and create that?
Yes, and how to actually begin by believing in yourself. And but let's talk about how did you get your self-belief. That's a beautiful segue to how did you get the beliefs that you have right now? Well, we know that we all carry with us mental pictures, right, of ourselves. They're our self-beliefs. And sometimes, Nicole, they're unclear to our conscious mind, but they're there, down to the last detail. There are ideas about who we are. And they're formed from everything that's happened to us, from our past experiences, from our successes, our failures, our embarrassing moments, and especially the way people treated us during childhood. From all those experiences, we mentally create a picture of ourselves. And here's the thing I want, you know, our listeners to really listen carefully on this. Once a belief goes into your picture of who you are, it becomes fact to you. And you don't question its validity, but you act upon it as if it were true, even if it's not. As that young child, yeah.
It's when you say that, because I had shared a story with you that I have not talked to our audience about, but, you know, a personal story that I had told you that my father has 2 different color eyes. He has a piercing blue eye and a very, very brown eye. And when he was a child, he had exploratory surgery, so it kind of looks like he has a little belly button next to his belly button. And he told me from the time I was a baby, every night when my parents would put me to bed, he would tell me that he was from Mars. And that the way that you tell Martian daddies from humanoid daddies is that Martian daddies have two different color eyes and two belly buttons and invisible antennas. He did. And he told me that I was special and gifted. And it was his mission on this planet to guide me to greatness. And that's why he was here. And he would tell me that every single night when they put me to bed. And then when I was in fifth grade, so you're 10, and yes, I had to draw a family tree, and I put my mom was from Philly and my dad was from Mars. Because that was the only thing that, ever been told. And then they called me up in front of the room, and I told the teacher, no, indeed, that my mom was from Philly, and I told the story of my mom being from Philly, but my dad was from Mars, and the way you tell Martian daddies from humanoid daddies is that Martian daddies have two different color eyes and two belly buttons and invisible antennas, and indeed I, you know, was gifted, and that he was here on this planet to guide me to greatness. That's why he was here. And they sent me to the principal, who sent me to the therapist, who called my parents, who said, yes, we told her that. But imagine being 10. Almost 11, and that is all you know, is that all I knew is I was special and gifted, and my father was on this planet to guide me to greatness, and that was his whole mission on this earth.
But see, the message he gave you was far more important than the eyes and the belly button are about your greatness, were about your greatness, and you believed that, and then you acted upon it as if it were true, and it became true. That's the believe it, become it piece of my book. And you are absolutely magnificent, Nicole.
Oh,
and and our listeners, you know, when your self-beliefs truly do form the foundation of your personality and your behavior. And so your self-beliefs, my friends, are the key to change, because your actions are always consistent with your beliefs, and those beliefs can be changed. That's the great news. Because our actions are always in harmony with our beliefs, when we believe we're successful, we usually are. When we believe we'll fail, we'll find ways to validate that belief. It's so true. And bless your father for giving you that. His job on this earth was to guide you to greatness. How magnificent is that? Oh, my goodness. But here's the really good news. If you're like, well, what about if I believe all these things that aren't true? And I love this quote by Dr. Maltz. He said, numerous experiments have shown, and I've read so many of these, but they've shown that once the concept of yourself has changed, other things consistent with your new concept of self are accomplished easily and without strain, close quote. So knowing that, you can change your beliefs if you want to. Then you have to identify the beliefs that you need to change, you know, and that takes some self some meditation, or what are the beliefs that I've carried with me maybe for decades, you know? And it's true. It's a sad fact that we sometimes carry our negative beliefs throughout our lives, and we develop limiting beliefs about who we are and what we're capable from when we're just tiny, like you were.
And things, when we realize, yeah, sometimes they're hysterical, though. When I was little, I used to be on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I would feed the baby birds. And my grandmother had told me that if I fed the baby birds, they would burst. And she told me that because I was giving the birds, you know, my lunch and my food and my whatever, and I was a little girl. But because my grandmother told me that, I believed it was true. And my brother was in law school at the University of Arizona, and I was in Arizona with him, and we were at a museum cafe having lunch, and my brother went to feed the birds, and I said to him, I said, Darren, don't do that, because if you feed the baby birds, they'll burst. And he said, what? And I said, you know, that my grandma, you know, that grandma had told us that. And some woman at another table came over, and she said, darling, I don't mean to interrupt. She said, but I was listening to you, and I don't know who told you that, but that is not true. If you feed the baby birds, they will not burst. And I started to laugh because I was like 30, you know, in my mind that was true because I was told that. But once I realized it wasn't true, it made me laugh. So, you know, the old beliefs that don't serve us sometimes can be so humorous, too.
Yes, that's true. So then the question is, but see, sometimes, Nicole, you know, people don't ever think that the trouble in their lives could lie in their core beliefs about themselves. And those beliefs could be wrong. But we all know that the past doesn't equal the future. So then we say, okay, what do I need to alter? What are the beliefs I need to change? And then we need to learn how. So I'd love to share with our listeners how begin to change a belief. And it all starts with your thoughts, of course. When that first negative thought comes in, and you've heard this before, and there are other ways that I'm going to mention of how to change your belief, but this first way is really a key. You need to learn how to control your thoughts. And when those negative beliefs start coming in, you know, I'll never understand this computer, or, you know, just something as simple as, you know, we were never good in math, our family, I can't understand math, I could never even begin to do my taxes. When those start coming in, then the very first thing you do, you recognize it. And you label that negative thought the moment it enters your mind. You just label it. You just say, hey, that was negative. That wasn't like me. I don't usually think, you know, negative thoughts. But you stop the negativity right in its tracks, and then you just replace it. And people know this. It's a loving reminder. But again, you know, if you say, you know, it's not like me to think those negative thoughts, I absolutely am a very good, and now fill in the blanks. I can do any math problem, I can do these taxes, I can understand this computer. You simply put in those new beliefs. And because your conscious mind is so powerful that you can change the neural pathways, and a lot of this is in my book, and we obviously can't go through it in this short time we're together, but how to actually change the neural pathways in your brain is very, very possible, and it's been done. But so many times people, it is tricky. It's not, I'm not going to say that it's real, real easy, because we have formed powerful habits. And they're actually, when they dissect brains, they actually see grooves. And you actually need to change and create new pathways. But you have to get out of the groove. You have to create new habits. But it you know, and habits are powerful. But it comes back to that question, how badly do you want to create change in your life? How bad is it worth it for you to go back and think, what are the beliefs that are holding me back? And how can I recreate some of these, you know, create some positive beliefs that'll replace, actually, the negative beliefs? And that reminds me, and you've heard me tell a story before of the young man who came to Socrates, and he said, Socrates, I want your wisdom. I want your knowledge. I want to know what you know. And he said, very well, young man, come with me. And he took him down to a nearby pond and put his head under the water for a long time. You know the story. And when he pulled him out, then the kid's just gasping, why did you do that? And Socrates said, what did you want most when your head was under the water? And the young man said, I wanted air. And he said, when you want wisdom and knowledge as badly as you wanted air, you'll find a way to get it.
Oh, my God.
And I'd like to suggest
brilliant.
To our sweet listeners,
that's
anything
brilliant.
You want badly enough in life, you'll find a way to get it if you want it badly enough, including replacing negative thoughts and creating new beliefs in your life.
And how does somebody get your book? Because you were just talking about,
bless your heart.
We have a little bit of time.
Well,
I would love for people to be able
there,
to find this.
Yeah, what I'd love to actually have them do is just email me, and because it's out of print even right now, and so I'd love to just work, you know, I could just send it to them, but it's my name, Paula, and then the website that I love, that I'd like them all to go to anyway, thewinonline.com, so Paula at the, T-H-E, win, W-I-N, online, online.com, Paula at thewinonline.com. And just say,
yes, and we're going to talk about the win. But
book.
Yes, what a great book. And it's funny that you talk about math, because I'm a writer and I'm creative, and I never thought, ever thought that I was good with numbers. And I had made that statement, just like you said, I'm, you know, horrible with numbers, I can never do numbers. And I happened to be with Paul Sheely. And, you know, Paul Sheely, who does photo reading, and Paul Sheely is just amazing. And Paul Sheely said, Nicole, that is not true. And I said, what? He said, what you just said, that you're not good with numbers. That's not true. And I said, yes, it is. He said, let me prove it to you. He said, what's a 22 word for whatever? What's a 30 word for whatever? What's a 14 letter word for whatever? And he started doing crossword puzzles with me. Mm-hmm. And I could do it. And he said, numbers are not your problem. You don't like to add, but numbers are not your problem.
Your problem. I love it.
I was like, that's such a smart lesson, because the way that we think it in our head just necessarily is not true and keeps us from achieving what we desire to achieve.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. So let's talk about that second belief, sweetie. So I am joyful and confident. And that describes you. Of course, you can describe you in many ways, Nicole. But really, who do you admire most in your life? Who are you drawn to? Usually it's the happy ones, the joyful ones, the ones who compliment others, that radiate happiness. And I love, there's an experiment that was conducted at Stanford University back in 1994. And I love this. It was a massive study, and 2,000 people over a long period of time. And here's the experiment, here's the conclusion. And this is one of my longest quotes that I have, so hang on. Happy people do not experience one success after another, and unhappy people one failure after another. Instead, surveys show that happy and unhappy people tend to have had very similar life experiences. The difference is that the average unhappy person spends more than twice as much time thinking about unpleasant events in their lives, while happy people tend to, now here comes an action verb, seek and rely upon information that brightens their personal outlook, close quote. I love that.
That's a genius quote.
Is
Can
that
we put that
wonderful?
On the website?
Oh,
I would love
sure.
to be able to put that
yeah.
up. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, it was Abraham Lincoln. He said, folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And I just know this is true. Some of the people that I know that are the happiest, most cheerful women have had the most heartache in their life. And I think partly, Nicole, it's because they've been through the refiner's fire, is what I call it. They've been through the heartache, and so they appreciate the little things, and they live in gratitude. And that actually is one of the ways to create joy and confidence. And I'd just like to share really quickly some of the ways that you can create your own happiness. And the first one is to live in gratitude. Think gratitude. You know, pay attention to what you have and not what you don't have. And back to Dale Carnegie, I love this quote. He said, happiness doesn't depend on outer conditions. It depends on inner conditions. Now, listen carefully. It isn't what we have. I'm going to say that again. It isn't what we have or what we're doing that makes us happy or unhappy. He said, two people can be in the same place at the same time doing the same thing, and one is miserable and one is happy. Why? Because of a different mental attitude. I know this is true. I know this is true. So the second way that you can create your own joy is to be others-centered. And Nicole, you've heard me say this next quote so many times you probably haven't memorized, but I have so many heroes, and one of them is Mother Teresa. I love her. She said, spread love wherever you go. First of all, in your own home. Give love to your husband, your wife, your children, your next-door neighbor. Now, here's my favorite line and my favorite quote. Are you ready? Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Close quote.
Mm-hmm.
Is that magnificent? So if while you are on the journey of creating your own joy, when you create joy for others by being others-centered, offering love and kindness, being love and kindness, you cannot help but become joyful. And remember that I think I told you that there was that plaque that hung on Mother Teresa's orphanage. I share this almost every time I speak. But there are two things in her, there were two things in it wasn't an orphanage, the convent there in Calcutta. And she said, I read this every day. It helped me become who I am. And it's so powerful. It's very quite quite short. I'll just share it quickly. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you're honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it's between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway.
Mm.
Isn't that powerful?
Just incredible.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
That's really,
so
now I have a question for you, because
yeah.
we you know, both you and I work with people around the world, you know, so we are such global, worldwide entities, and
yes.
What I found is that I'm working with people that so many people want to learn English, and
yes.
So what I've come to realize is that the most difficult word, I don't know if you know this, but the most difficult word in the entire human language, in the American, you know, English language, is the word beat. Because I can beat
what?
You in beat. I can beat you in a race. I can beat you up. There's a heartbeat. There's a music beat.
Yeah.
Cops walk on a beat. You can
Whoa.
Eat a beat. For someone that is not from the United States, they have. It's like we ran out of words and we said, let's just use that word beat again. You know? But people will ask me the difference. What's the difference between sick and ill? What's the difference between small and petite? What's the difference between a street and an avenue? You know, so I find that when I'm traveling countries, people ask me, you know, so what would you say the difference between happy and joy is, if somebody was learning English?
Oh, I love that question, and I haven't thought about it much, so this will be just straight from my heart, but I think maybe happiness is something like licking an ice cream cone and you're just super happy and it's fun, and you're, or riding in a boat and, you know, feeling the wind but joy is what happens when you watch that child of yours take her first step, or when you see someone. When you put your hand in the hand of someone that you know is there for you, and there's a deep, deep love, and you're just joyful inside that you can't even express the feeling, that's joy. There's joy to me is we were born joyful, and we have many happy moments in our lives, but we are love and we are joy from the very beginning of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think about these beautiful little children who come into the world and they're so forgiving and kind and unselfish and loving and all those attributes, and they're just joyful. They radiate joy. And then I watch what happens, and those sweet young ones turn into fearful, blaming, resentful, guilt-ridden adults. And I'd like to suggest that we don't have to go look for joy. We are joy. We don't have to go look for love. We are love. You simply need to learn how to access who we already are. And the more we show love, the easier it'll be, the more we express our joy and feel that joy in our deepest recesses of our beings and really tap into it, the easier it'll be for us to teach others how to be joyful.
Oh, that's great.
That's a long answer to your short
question. Oh, that
question.
Was beautiful, Paula. That was beautiful. We have someone on the line that is actually looking for some guidance and advice on how to stay positive. Okay,
wonderful.
So let me bring her on.
Sure.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How can we help you today?
I was, I just recently lost my job after 20 plus years. And, you know, I've just had a lot of things that have happened. in my life here that has been really difficult, and I have been really trying to focus on positive things. And I just find, you know, now the older I'm getting and the economy changing and stuff, I'm having a real difficult time. You know, is there any suggestions that you can help me? I don't even know what I'm going to do now, changing my career. And, you know, I recently adopted my granddaughter 4 years ago, so I have an 8-year-old now that I'm raising on my own. Mm. And it's just, it's, I find that things are getting more difficult.
Oh, how beautiful. Paul, I know that. That's right up your alley.
It is. I would be honored to answer
yes.
that question.
Yes.
It's Susan?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Susan, thank you for calling in, sweetheart. And there are two things that I can think of right away. And the first one is to know that this is temporary,
mm-hmm.
that this is not going to – what's happening right now, that 8-year-old will turn 10 and then 14 and 16. She'll be a beautiful teenager. And
mm-hmm.
and some of the little quirks that she has now are going to, you know, as you are pouring love into her and teaching her through positive reinforcement and all the good things we know to do as we raise our children –
right.
This will, but to know, Susan, that this is temporary, that you,
okay.
and to talk to yourself and say, you know what, this is a temporary. I'm going to get through this, and this
right.
is a short time in my life that this is going to be this way. And don't think that it is going to continue on and on, because it won't. Because
right.
you're strong, and verbalizing that to yourself and saying, you know what, I am a strong, confident, joyful woman. And
mm-hmm.
life was easier a few years ago, and it's going to be easier soon. But right now I'm going through a refiner's fire. I'm going through a tricky time in my life that's soon going to
mm-hmm.
pass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to just say, to feel the challenge that you're in right now, because knowing that it's soon going to pass, you'll be able to be in such a better position to help women who are also going through their own, you know, challenge and refiner's fire, if you will, once
mm-hmm.
you're through it. And you will be through it soon. On a very practical note, do you know that that I just posted a couple of ads on the Craigslist this morning for some sales positions for the win, but I know that I looked at all the ads of people who are offering jobs. Have you, I mean, it sounds crazy, but have you gone to Craigslist lately? I was amazed at all the jobs that were offered on Craigslist this
right.
morning.
Right. No, I haven't only, you know, because now I don't know what I want to do with my life. After 20-plus years, I thought this is where I was going to retire, but at the same time, I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do because
sure.
things
mm-hmm.
had changed. I had worked at a major corporation that just, I wasn't happy. I mean, I really do believe God works in mysterious ways
because it was causing
stress on me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew I had to get out of there. But mm-hmm. when you put that much, you know, time in and you know the economy's not good, everything changed, I couldn't get myself to change myself. So it was mm-hmm. God's way. I really do believe things, when one door closes,
absolutely.
Another door opens. I do believe in that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now
and,
you get
yeah.
to do what you're passionate about.
Right.
How exciting.
But I don't know. That's my scary part, I think. I have
okay,
that fear.
This
mm-hmm.
is what I do to help women decide what they're passionate about. What do you think about, sweetie, when you don't have to think about anything?
I don't get much
no,
time
really,
to
when
do
you're
that,
not
I
telling
think.
Your, yeah, like where does your mind go? And if it goes, you know, there, if it goes
yeah.
toward maybe being a substitute teacher,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you might want to go put your, you know, just foot in the water by saying, I might love being a teacher, but
right.
I'll substitute.
Right.
And it's not nearly as good substituting as being full-time because they do to kind of test the subs, but you know that. And I've taught
right.
high school for years. But, you know, you might want to be a teacher. You might want to write a book. You might want to, you know, start your own boutique. There's so many things that now you're free to do. So it really
right.
is that attitude of God opening a window where he shut
mm-hmm.
a door.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, and I love your attitude of that this
oh.
could be a huge blessing in your life. So continue
yeah.
to think like that and say, you know what, this is temporary. This is going to take me to my next magnificent journey that I'm going to be on. And Are you, what are you? Are you in your 50s? Are you, where are
I
you?
I am, yes, yes.
Okay, and I'm in my, I'm 64. So, you know, we can, but I love so many women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. They are on their second part of their life, you know, and they're having more fun than they ever have. And you might even go to Barnes & Noble. You don't have to buy the magazine, but pick up and look through More Magazine, M-O-R-E.
Okay.
And it talks, every one of those is for women over 40, but, you know.
Okay.
And it talks about every one of those issues has women who have are in the second part of their life and have started a new journey. And I know that when you start reading about other women, it'll encourage you, and you'll know you're not alone. Well, you know
right.
you're not alone. There are a whole bunch of baby boomers out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
and I wanted to jump in, too. You know, a couple things. One, that's my very favorite age, 8 and 9, and 10 for little girls. And
yes.
this is oh, my gosh, because that is the age when you see a girl that's eight, just becoming 9 into 10, when
mm-hmm.
you see who they're going to be when they grow up, you actually see how they care for other children, things around them. You see their sense of heart, their passion, their compassion, their talents, their gifts, their magic. You can see their sense of style. That's when you actually can tell, 8, 9, and 10, who that little girl is going to be. And the fact that you get to watch that is magic. And
you're right.
You know, it's incredible. And my parents, like you, my brother is a single dad. And
mm-hmm.
so he has a 10 and a 13-year-old that my parents are raising, and, you know, with him, and they're helping. So they are in that same boat. And I never knew. I mean, I always knew what magical parents I had, but now watching them
mm-hmm.
with my niece and nephew, I really know how amazing they are. I appreciate them in such a different way, and my love and my bond with them is very different, and I'm sure even the people around you in watching you do this right now have deepened their relationship with you on some level.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and that was the one thing. She's been with me since she was 4. And, you know, I really didn't know her, you know, as my grandchild. I had only met her twice when she was a baby, you know, because it was a different state. My daughter lives in a different state. And she was actually in foster care for 14 months because I really thought my daughter could get everything together to raise her. It didn't happen because she had drug and alcohol problem, and it just didn't happen. And long story short, you're right. I mean, that's the other blessing that I do see right now is the fact I have been going to work every day and I've been feeling guilty because I, you know, I have this child 7 days a week and I'm going to work at a job that I didn't like and I'm stressed out constantly trying to do the homework, trying to, you know, she has a lot of, she has the attention problem. So we had to get her on medication for that. And there's just been a lot of other issues.
Oh, you were such an angel. You know, I'm going to do a couple more recommendations for you. Paula is
okay.
so humble. You know, she tells you to go to Barnes & Noble and to get the magazine More.
Yes.
Paula wrote
yes.
a book called Solutions for Families, which is a beautiful
okay.
book. It's 24 lessons to strengthen relationships at home. And I would
uh-huh.
highly recommend Paula's book to you.
Okay.
You know, she really just, it's so beautifully written.
Oh,
and
I would love to read
really
it.
Deep in your relationship. And also, Paula and I have a dear friend, Janet Atwood. And Janet and Chris Atwood have created the Passion Test. And Janet
okay.
at our WIN event. And if you can even buy the book, The Passion Test, or if you can get yourself to a Passion Test event, they will help you focus on what your passions are and how to restart and kickstart your life. And
oh,
I know
that sounds
Paul
great.
And I really love. So just go to The Passion Test, you know,
okay.
with Janet Atwood. And even if you email, you know, Janet, and if you're looking for an event, you can always say that you talked to Paula and to Nicole.
Okay.
And we recommend it that you go, you know, and take a Passion Test class. And then that would really guide you in the right direction. So
oh, that sounds great.
For you. And we're so glad that you called in today. And you were such
oh,
an angel.
Oh, and so,
angel.
You know, there
oh
again, there again, listening to the show just didn't just happen. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just hitting at home. I've been trying to tune in, like I said, keeping myself tuned in on the positive. I mean, I have my good days and my bad days, and it's hard to, you know, we do. And it's hard to deal with some days, like, I realize, oh, wow, I'm unemployed, you know? And that's the scary thought, but if I go to that scary part, then it's like I'm not going to get ahead. So I'm
that's
just
right.
taking one day at a time.
That's right.
You know, and trying to stay focused on the positive. It's work, but isn't everything work?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, you truly are such a blessing. We're so glad you called.
It's been
a
pleasure.
And you're going to have to call back in.
Thank you, definitely.
You're going to have to keep us posted. We would love to know, you know, but truly, Paula's book, you know, Solutions for
Families
is just beautiful. And, you know, and the passion test will really guide you. And it's amazing because even when I took the passion test, I had no idea that I had things and desires inside of me that I didn't even know that were, like, at the top of my list.
Right,
that had been buried inside of me for years.
Yeah, well,
but
I've
it came
it
up just
too.
They asked the right questions that brought those answers up. So
Oh, definitely. That sounds great. And was there other thing? Also, Paula, I heard you say something about emailing you for something. Was there another?
Yes, that's the same thing. Just it's Paula at...
Okay.
The win, like T-H-E, then win,
okay.
W-I-N,
okay.
Online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. And
okay.
Then we'll get those two books to you. The
oh,
winonline.com is the Women's Information Network, and that's what we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And,
well,
Susan,
can I stay on the line to listen?
Absolutely. And if you come to one of our events, then we would love to meet you in person, too. Please come up and let us know.
Oh, that would be great. Do you ever have events in Delaware?
Yes,
there's one in New
fact,
York
we're
coming
up. Yes, absolutely. We have one in Delaware next spring. It's a little ways away, but
we do
have one in Delaware. Yes.
Oh,
we have one in Manhattan, though, September 20th and 21st.
That's right.
Okay.
If you can get to Manhattan, that's not too far.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. And so look forward to meeting you in person.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been so nice speaking with both of you.
Thank you, Susan. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Blessings to both of you also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Paula, you are so humble. You know, you are. You're so funny. It's
well,
like go to Barnes & Noble and buy more. You don't even talk about your own book.
Well, honey, I'm not going to be humble about the Women's Information Network, though.
Okay.
I got to tell these sweet listeners. So the win. Women's Information Network, oh, my goodness, it's magnificent. I would love to encourage everyone who's listening to go to thewinonline.com, and right on the home page, you'll see a beautiful video that says The Win Story. But the Women's Information Network, we're an online educational and social network and an on-land global community in 152 countries. So in 2011, we put on the largest gathering of women in the history of the world for the International Women's Day 100th anniversary. So, Nicole, did you even know that there was a Women's Day holiday all over the world?
Do you know, I didn't know about it until I saw that Win advertised it. And then I was lucky enough, and I think I told you that Lucia D. Garcia, who we can talk about in a moment, had invited myself and Deirdre Haidt, who Deirdre, you know, was on our bridal show talking about how to treat your man like a king, and she's amazing, and invited us to, you know, the Women's Day event, which was for all these Hispanic women, hundreds of women. I think there were only three of us that didn't speak Spanish, and we understood every single word because it was the hearts. They were speaking through their hearts. And the joy and the commitment and the unity, and even they were talking about things, slavery, you know, that's still trafficking, things that are still going on in our world today.
Yeah.
And even with these really tough, you know, poignant subjects, the love and the beauty and the unfolding of the community was incredible. And I had the opportunity to go to a WIN event in Salt Lake City, as you know, and I learned that you were doing these events all over the world, and you know, and I've told you personally, but I want to say this on the show. I was in 19 countries last year. I have been all over the world speaking at events, attending events, and the energy of the WIN event was different than anything I have ever attended. I actually found that, you know, my breath was taken away at the doorway. Like they say that life's not about, you know, the breaths you take, but the moments that take your breath away. That was one of those moments for me when I stood in the doorway of the WIN and I saw the energy of the room and how people related to each other and the heart in which the speakers shared. And I've never had an experience ever like that. And I was so drawn into it. And, you know, now And we'll be talking about this, you know, so much more as these months go on, you know, but I'm joining you, you know, in the wind and in its message around the world, because I can't think of something that I would want to do more than to share this message with people. And so, you know, every listener online and everybody that, you know, has an opportunity to even go to your website should go to thewinonline.com. They should sign up. They should watch the video. There is a global community waiting for you, and so many people feel so alone in their plight and their messaging and their desire to make a change, a difference, you know, whatever that is. I was walking on 4th of July and I saw a little girl around 6 years old selling lemonade all by herself. There was no one even to help her. And it was like, I kept thinking, wouldn't it be great even if there was a mom or someone helping this child sell lemonade? When you have someone to help you in your dream, in your idea, and to make that, you know, to come to fruition, and how many lives are saved. We're making women safe all over the world. We're bringing people out of poverty all over the world. We're giving people keys to doorways to their dreams. And so the win is just the window to the future of humanity and to light and to energy. And so, yes, so tell us how you created it. Tell us about International Women's Day.
Bless your heart.
We want to know everything.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, there is a little tiny concern in my heart, because sometimes people who have Googled Women's Information Network, they get the wrong one. They're actually more than one. A lot
they
of people
get Democrats
want their acronym
or
WIN, but they have to write, they do have to go to the, we have to put in the, we are the Women's Information Network, so it's thewinonline.com. And our mission, I'd love to share the mission.
Yes.
The mission is to strengthen women and families worldwide through education, enlightenment, and entrepreneurship in an effort to eradicate illiteracy, poverty, and hunger, and to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace on earth. It's a big mission, and our motto is, we're women helping women live our best lives. And we have a lot of men involved, too.
We do. And that's amazing. And, you know, we might want to talk about Matt. If you can stay with us for a couple of minutes, because we usually save, you know, the last 20 minutes of the show for questions and all of that, but we're still live on the air for a while. And if you don't mind hanging with us, I would love you to talk about the upcoming event and how people can participate and how they can come and how there are men that are involved with the WIN as well, and how those men are empowering the women to be stronger in themselves and stronger in the communities, and how we're collaborating together. But specifically, you know, how does somebody get involved with the WIN, and how do they get to a WIN event?
All right. Thank you so much. So September 2021 in Los Angeles at the Bonaventure Hotel, right there, beautiful Bonaventure Hotel in L.A., September 20th and 21st. The first day is an entrepreneur day. So it's called the Win Big event. So you're winning big in your business on that Friday, September 20th, and you're winning big in your life on this Saturday, and we have magnificent speakers, so many amazing speakers. We will be having, and you mentioned her before, and I love this woman, Lucia De Garcia, and she is, she's in the Women's Hall of Fame. She's like the Mother Teresa to the Hispanic community and other communities, but she's such a magnificent woman, and she wrote the book Building Bridges of Understanding. And you know, I know that she's your good friend, Nicole, and she's affected your life in positive ways for a long time. And then our sweet Deidre Haid is also Nicole's sweet friend, and she'll be blessing us by giving the invocation and benediction to the days. Marianne Williamson, who recently, and everyone knows Marianne, but she recently wrote that beautiful book, The Law of Divine Compensation, and she'll be talking about that. And, of course, my sweet friend Les Brown. And then we have some other delightful people. We have one of our sweet friends, Matthew Castro, who talks about return to manhood, speaking of men. And being able to have a true collaboration between the men and the women as we are growing our lives, our families, and our businesses, but upholding each other, supporting each other, loving each other, and teaching both the men and the women how to support each other the very best way. How do you love a man? How do you love a woman? And to have these experts come in and really touch our hearts, and I'm so excited about this. We'll have Lindsay Dyer. She is a magnificent championship skier, and many of you have heard of her. And Dr. Cheryl Clark, who is so well known for the work that she's done in educational systems within the prisons, especially in New York. And it just goes on and on. We have so many wonderful,
Vicki Abelson from Women Who Write and Danielle Barbosa. I mean, it's the most incredible lineup.
Yes,
and we also have the Los Angeles firefighters, which, you know, you and I have talked about that. I was talking to the chief, you know, of the fire department, and he was saying how only 3% of what firefighters actually do is fight fires. That 85% of what they do is community service. It's 911 calls. Someone has a heart attack. Someone has a stroke. It's a domestic dispute, whatever that is. And that very much what you were saying earlier, that when they answer a 911 call, the same way that you're talking about Mother Teresa, what he was saying is every time they leave, they've somehow made it better. It was better than it was when they got there. And they do that thousands and thousands of times a day, but that there are 80 women firefighters and paramedics in the Los Angeles Fire Division, and we're going to honor those women.
We are going
for
to honor
bravery.
Those women.
We're going to honor those women for their bravery and their strength. And when you talk about, you know, Dr. Sherry Clark and the work that she did, you know, within the prison systems, I know, you know, you and I have talked about this, but I never understood the, you know, the why prisons and the, you know, why lines in supermarkets and why do we have traffic if we create our own reality? Why is there a line in the supermarket, you know? And when we were talking to Matt, and he was talking about his Return to Manhood project, and he was talking about that when men aren't initiated and that when men don't graduate and when men, the four pillars, and how we end up where men feel like they have to rob or be in a gang or something in order to be initiated to manhood. It's an skewed idea. You talk about beliefs. It's not a correct belief, and that you have to shift those beliefs to positive beliefs. And Dr. Sherry Clark has helped created a program that in which kids ask the judge. They ask them, can I be in the SHOC program? And when they go in, it cuts off half of their time, and they have fitness, and they go to school. And if you've graduated high school, you teach trigonometry, you teach literature. Everyone goes to school. Everybody gets therapy. Everybody, they work on your craft. If you're a violinist, they're going to make you a violinist. If you're a graphic artist, they're going to teach you design. And instead of being released from prison, you graduate with your family and your friends, and they only have a 4% return rate. She has saved the state of New York billions of dollars. And so, you know, like you said, when you have a belief, things can be different. We can, people that fall through the cracks, people that are enslaved, people that are impoverished, people, whatever that is, that we can create a new belief system in which to change people's lives, and we can do it together.
Yeah.
And so the win of dance.
Yeah, the event will be just speaker after speaker and in fairly short presentations, but powerful, life-changing. So, again, the dates are September 2021, and they're not even going to believe the price. So we are offering these 2 days, and they include a $45 lunch each day. So the lunches are costing the win. I have to tell them this because they won't believe the price. $45 for the lunch on Friday, $45 for the lunch on Saturday, and the event, our early bird price, like right now, is only $97 for those 2 days. So you go to thewinonline.com, and right up in the top banner, it says the Win Big event, and you click on it, and it'll take you right to telling about it and then also to purchasing. The early bird price is only $97 for 2 days. Magnificent, wonderful opportunity.
It's incredible. And now we have, Paula, a lot of listeners on this show that are everywhere. They're in South Africa, they're in England, they're in Australia.
Okay,
and
so help those people. Okay, so then not just this event, but this event kicks off. Our WIN events are being in the United States, and then I'll talk about international. In the U.S., we have 50 global women's summits, and they'll be put on in 50 weeks in the United States, starting that third week of September and going to the next September. So anywhere that you are in the United States, you're going to be pretty close to a global women's summit. And you can click on thewinonline.com, global women's summits, and learn all about those magnificent events. And then internationally, in the last year and a half, we've put them on in 18 countries, global women's summits in 18 countries. And we welcome you to email me, Paula@thewinonline.com, and just ask how you can participate, how you might be qualified to help us put one on in your community, in your nation. But we'll be putting them on, 9 of them in 2014 will be put on in India, 9 in 9 weeks. We'll be putting them on in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, in Fiji, 4 in Australia, Uganda is in September 2013, but it goes on and on. We're putting these on all over the world, and we invite you and encourage you to email and let me know that you'd like to participate, Paula, P-A-U-L-A, at thewinonline.com.
Okay, and then I'm going to go one up from this, even though it seems like that's impossible, but I know the audience that's listening to the show right now.
Okay.
And so I know a lot of people are saying, gosh, how do I be a speaker? Or, you know, like you're saying, how do I host an event? And you actually are starting a woman's e-television in which you have experts in all of these fields, so people can even become, I mean, if they're the right expert, there might even be a place in the WIN for them to be have their own television show. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They must be an expert, and that's our requirement. You must be in alignment with our beautiful mission to strengthen women and families worldwide. But you would email me at that same email address and ask about ETV. In fact, go on the website and click on ETV shows. And then you'll learn all about this. And then there's a click that says Be an ETV Show Host. And it tells you about how to become an ETV show host, where you'd be able to share your message with women worldwide. Right now we have between 500,000 and 1 million unique visitors to our website every month. And as an ETV show host, we have 30 channels. We're only choosing 30 in each one of these topics. Each one of the channels is a topic, 30 experts, and then you'll be able to share with all these hundreds of thousands and even millions of people your message, and it is from our show host list that we take our speakers for all of these global women's summits. So if you're a speaker and you want to share your message online and on land all throughout the world, then email me and we'll get you the information and go to the website, thewinonline.com, and read all about it. Thank you, Nicole.
Oh, no, I'm so excited. I mean, this is such an incredible opportunity for women to reach other women. And it's an incredible opportunity to make a global shift and change. If you wanted to say, I've always wanted to do something about the education system, I've always wanted to do something about the prison system, I've always wanted to do something to stop trafficking or slavery or whatever that is, or, you know, to help feed the hungry or to take care of girls or to help people do micropreneurs and start businesses and do all for all of these things, and you didn't know where do you go or could I do it by myself? I don't have the resources. I don't have a team. This is all these people are waiting for you. They're waiting for you all over the world. And this is incredible to do that many summits in that many weeks and that quickly, and to have the kind of speakers and inspiration that we have, and a place to come together and a place to honor the feminine and a place to collaborate with the masculine. And I just love this. And I have to ask you, come up with the idea? This is the, you know, you talk about beliefs. Well, something started in your head, and the little light bulb, like in the cartoon, and you said, the WIN.
Bless your heart. No, it didn't happen like that at all. What happened was I had my own seminar company called Ignite Your Life Seminars, and I had been on the road, a road warrior, from September 2007 to June of 2008. And you know how you try things in your life, and they just it was big. I mean, I was in 32 different cities on the platform from 1 to 3:30 and 7 to 9:30. Sharing these principles in my Believe It, Become It book and selling different programs that I sold at that time. And I thought that was it when I planned it, but it wasn't it. You know, it wasn't what sang to my heart. And I knew that about November, but I had to stay on the road because I had signed all those contracts for all those ballrooms in all those cities. And it was hard. And when I came back, I just really asked. And I honor everyone's religion. I am Christian, and I prayed, and I asked, what was my next thing? What am I supposed to do? What would you want me to do to be of service to the women of the world? And I asked for months, and then into my heart came the wind, the beautiful women's network, to find the experts and have them share their solutions with the solution seekers, if you will, and to do it with love and to do it with kindness, but to serve the women of the world. It never was about the women in the U.S. It was always a global community that we have been creating from the outset. So women, helping women live our best lives, is what I was given, and I am the vessel. I'm simply the instrument. It is really, truly about the women who are the experts in all these countries, because we're giving them an opportunity to share their message with women in their nations, in their language, in their cultures, and they know how to best serve the women in their cultures. And so we truly, in the greatest sense of the word, empower the women in the different nations and give them a global platform upon which to share their message online and on land. And it's called the Women's Information Network, thewinonline.com.
I love it, thewinonline.com. And it's so much more. It's online, it's offline, it's in our hearts, it's in the spirit, it's in the ethers, mm-hmm. it's in the universe, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, through online that we connect. I remember that when during the Olympics that were in Barcelona, I bought my first house during that time.
Wow.
And my father, he used to work for Merrill Lynch, and that's where my money was, and I had to fax him paperwork so I could get, you know, money to buy my house. And I put in paper in this machine, and it came out in Barcelona. That was the first time I witnessed a fax.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
To me, that was amazing, that to buy a house here, you know, and to get a signature, that I could put something in here. And now how we think, gosh, that people around the world are seconds away. We can Skype them, we can see them, we can be there, we can fly there, we can collaborate together, we can have, you know, holographic meetings and work together, you know, we can have summits which we all, you know, come together and create visions and make them possible and create these new belief systems around the world. And it is such a global world right now, and being online has made it possible. And being able to win together. So I think the win online is just, it's so perfect. It really is. And
It really is. And besides the events and the online opportunities through our ETV, we do have programs. Because when we put on an event, and you know this too, sweet Nicole, that, you know, the women will get very excited and enthusiastic. But then what about the next Tuesday morning? Well, you know, when they're, it's hard being a mom. It's hard being a grandma. It's hard keeping that job. You know, it's all the things that then life happens, and they get discouraged. And our older women are sometimes just lonely to the core. They're sad. And so we created 7 programs, and they're beautiful programs. that support women in every area of their life, personally, in their families, and in their businesses. And on thewinonline.com, you could click on 7 programs, and it explains them all. But the one that I love actually the best is called Women Celebrating Life. And I have to share it in Spanish. Mujeres Celebrando la Vida. And that is
very beautiful.
That's all I know is that. No. But to be able to meet together in small groups called celebration circles, and they're sisters. They have each other's backs. They support each other. This could be a young group of young moms, you know, who just want to get out of the house once a month. Or it could be the older women in their 70s, 80s, 90s, who are that I mentioned, could be very lonely, and they have a new sisterhood of women who love them. And it could be women who, you know, they could use it like a book club. They could, whatever it is, but they connect heart to heart through celebration, self-improvement, and service once a month. And that's our Women Celebrating Life program. And then there are 6 other programs, and it's about how to become financially strong, how to be as beautiful on the outside as the inside, how to believe in yourself and have this wonderful mindset, how to be a great mom, solutions for families. And so we go through these programs where the women are able to then, for a very low cost, able to have this in their life where they really, truly are being helped in every area of their life. And some people have said, well, you can't be all things to all people. I said, no, we're just all things to the women, just half the planet. And then what's happened is we have now embraced and collaborated with some other men's programs that we truly are able to and strengthen women and families, which is everybody.
It's absolutely everybody, and it's so beautiful, and I'm so excited to be part of it and to know you, and I love the belief work. I love
how you
can create a concept and how you can change a belief, and I think that, you know, if we all did it, you know, it reminds me of what's the Life cereal commercial? Give it to Mikey. Hey, you like it.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, that when we don't know, something is going to be wonderful. Sometimes, but then when we allow ourselves to open our mind and our consciousness and our soul to a new belief, to a new idea, and we allow that in, we can experience the greatest ecstasy, the greatest passion, the greatest pleasure, and certainly the greatest success.
Yes. Thank you.
What
a light you are.
So it's just been such a joy having you on the show. And so
I loved it.
The Win Online, which I certainly, you know that everybody should go to and be part of, and certainly to come to our events. And Susan, I know that, you know, you're still out there, and if you can get to the event in New York, September 20th and 21st, please let us know that you're going, and, you know, we would love to gift you one of Paula's books, one of her solutions for families, because I really think that that would help you. And
absolutely,
we would love to see you all here in September in Los Angeles with us, and certainly around the world as we're traveling. And if you do have something that you are just driven, a passion that you are driven, write to us about it. And maybe we already have a community for you that's just waiting for you to step in, or maybe you are the leader of a new community, or maybe you are one of our new TV show hosts. Or maybe you become one of the greatest speakers for us worldwide, empowering women and families and children and the planet. And so, you know, absolutely, write to Paula, write to me, let us know, and tell all of your friends, because truly this is the most sacred, special place that you can come to, and there is no greater circle than the circle of light and love, and that is certainly created with the wind. So,
thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, I've loved this time we've spent. I know our time is, our hour is, coming to a close. But I absolutely have loved being on this show, Nicole, and just want to support you, and kudos to you. You are living an unlimited life, and the Win is blessed to have you as a, absolutely one of our executive team members, and growing the Win right by my side. So thank you so much.
Oh, I love being there, and I'm so excited. I love you too, and Paula, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Just blessings to all of our listeners.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
She's amazing, and I feel so blessed to be part of this organization, and I'm so looking forward to all of the global summits that we have in the future and traveling to India and being in all these nooks and crannies of the world with you, but certainly looking forward to the big September 20th and 21st event. So go to thewinonline.com. Come let us know that you are there. We certainly want to meet you in person, and we want to take your gifts, your talent, and your magic, share it with the world. And so it's so beautiful. And I look forward to Shelley and Maury Lefko joining us in September. Their work on beliefs, as we talked today on beliefs, is just incredible. I've had the experience within milliseconds of a belief that I have held on to for years that has stopped me from the next level of my success, that has stopped me from being brave, that has stopped me from the love that I want, the career that I want, the light that I want, just little tiny feathers of lines that have been holding me back, almost like invisible threads, that they were able to erase and evaporate in just seconds. And so you can go online now to the Lefko Institute, and you can even get a free belief online. They will erase a belief for free, and so you don't have to wait until they're here in September. You can actually go to the Lefko Institute and have a free, you know, a belief erased for free. You will see how quick and how amazing and how profound the work is, and I guarantee when they are here as our guests in September that we will have just a lineup of people waiting to talk to them and to raise beliefs. So make sure that you call in early for that show so you do get to talk to them in person. You know, stay with us and make sure that you follow when they are coming back with us, because truly they are just some of the most special gifted people on the planet. They're really touched, and the work they do can simply change your life. So it's just amazing. We have next week Michael White coming with us, and he's going to talk about feng shui in a very extraordinary way. He's going to talk about feng shui not just for your personal life, not just for your relationship, but also for your corporation and your business, how to make money, how to be more successful, how to hire people, how to change things around, even in the building, even in the awning, even in the number, whatever it is, even in your numbers, and literally be able to take your business and just catapult it to success, which is just amazing in his work. And he's going to give you really simple formulas. The first time that I heard him go through it, I thought, it can't possibly be this easy. He drew like a little tic-tac-toe board and said, this is this, and everybody can do this. And within a matter of minutes, I had reconfigured my business and my life. And so he is going to teach us how to do that, and he's just phenomenal. So that is next Saturday. That is Michael White doing feng shui, and certainly feng shui for your house and your home and your relationships is important and can certainly change your life and just open doors like never before. But he's also going to talk about how to do that in your business, in your corporations, in your finances, and literally how to take you to the very next level of financial success in your life. Then very exciting, following on the 20th, we have Nick Bearer, who is the Soul Whisperer, and how we get in touch with those voices from our soul and the oversoul and all the messages that are coming in. And that's truly going to be an extraordinary show. So it's so nice to be able to be online and to be able to talk to people, to see what they're looking for, to see what they desire, to see what the next steps are in their life, and to bring extraordinary people to you. We have Matt Weinstein, who's coming on board, and he's going to be talking with us. And he has a company called Playfair. And I saw Matt speak the very first time at the Transformational Leadership Council. And I have never laughed so hard in my life. Literally, my ribs hurt for days after I saw him. And I've never cried so hard in my life from laughing so hard. And I have never learned so much in such a short period of time, had such an elevated experience. And the things that he taught me while he was on stage the very first time that I had the chance to experience him, I still use every single day of my life. And I've thought often about Playfair and the company itself, and even as an actress, I always think about that they're called plays and that they're called screenplays, and Shakespeare calls them players, and there has to be an element of fun. And I've never had so much fun and laughed so hysterically and learned so much about myself, the world, the people around me, and how to make shifts and changes and how to create success that I have in that and Playfair. And so when I called Matt and told him we were doing Unlimited Life and asked him if he wanted to come on the show right away, he said absolutely, he would love to come talk to you. So I know that that is going to be a day that, you know, have Kleenex not from crying sadness, from crying, I can guarantee you his stories are hysterical, his lessons are profound, his heart is so deep. And if I could, if I had a magic pocket, I would take Matt everywhere I go, because he's just this extraordinary person. But certainly, as Paula was talking today about joy, what creates joy when you see a child take its first step or when you, whatever that is, Matt is joy. Listening to Matt, experiencing Matt is joy on a level that you've never experienced joy. And we talked about the difference between joy and happy, and she was saying happy is like when you have an ice cream cone or something like that. And that also makes you happy. I think when we were talking about happy and joy too, that happy is that somebody can make you happy, that somebody can do something for you that can make you happy, and, you know, somebody can give me pancakes, blueberry pancakes, or that can make you happy, and somebody can show up at your door, and that can make you happy. And I think that happy, too, a lot of happy comes from the outside, if I'm not mistaken, but I would think that joy comes from the inside. There's an exuberance, there's a glee, there is this profound just exhilaration and twirling bliss inside that comes from joy. And I know that Matt has both. It makes you happy that Matt is going to be on the show and to be around Matt, but there is a joy that comes from inside you that you never even knew existed until you are laughing that hard and that awake and that thoroughly present in your world and in your life. And so for all of those things, I just think it's just such an amazing experience to have those kind of guests. And so I'm so looking forward. But if you have an idea of something that you would really love to share, that's something you would really love to hear, because we have the pulse on the greatest people on the planet. We have the pulse on the greatest scientists, on new research, on new talent, on new words, on new technology. And so we're bringing all of those to you. And sometimes there's a burning desire, like something that's happening around the world. And we have something like the wind come in that's making a global shift and a global change just ever so present and ever so quickly. And so we love when we can jump those people in and we can give them to you and we can have you literally be able to take a lesson and take a key and just create a shift and change. And then on our sister show, on our Hourglass Brides, a lot of those shows, it's amazing because we have so many men that are listening to Hourglass Brides. And I did not know that till recently. Shelley Lefko was doing her step-parenting on the Hourglass Bride show, and she was saying treat children with dignity and respect and all of the things that she was saying. And we had all of these men that were writing in saying, what an incredible show, and oh my gosh, this was amazing, and this was the best show. Her information is just profound, and I've played this like 9 times, and I've written down everything she said, and so I didn't even know that, you know, that we had so many, you know, male listeners on the show. And so the information, yes, you know, we want for young brides to be able to live that happily ever after. If this is, you're stepping into that world and it's unfolding before you, we want to give you all the keys and all the tools to have everything you've ever dreamt of. And if you've been married a couple times and you said, I want to make this one stick, I want to make this right, I want to know what I did wrong, then we have tools and lessons for you. And if you're starting over, you lost a spouse or a loved one and you need, how do I begin again? Or if you've been abused and how do I trust love? Or even if you've been in a relationship 25 years, how do I deepen my relationship? We have guests that are talking about all of that, but we're also talking about first-time home buying, how to feng shui your house for better sex, intimacy, all of that. And so, you know, things like step-parenting, starting over, communication skills. And so absolutely make sure, you know, that you go to our Hourglass Bride on Blog Talk Radio and hear the 8 Keys of Excellence in a Relationship. And that show airs at 2 o'clock on Pacific Time on Sundays, and we certainly would love to find you there as well. So we are just so grateful today for Paula Fellingham for joining us for the winonline.com, for her beautiful information on beliefs, for her book, Believe It, Become It, and also her book that I was recommending today to Susan, which is Solutions for Families, 24 Lessons to Strengthen Relationships at Home, which is just such a beautiful book. And so I thank you so much for joining with us today. It's always such a gift to be here and such an amazing journey to open the windows and the doorways to all the possibilities and to all that's out there. And it's like Christmas running down every single week and unwrapping the present just to see what's inside and to know it's a magical gift for myself and for you and for the world where we can live better lives. So thank you so much for being with us. I wish you a wonderful week. Make sure you join us next week to learn how to feng shui your house, how to feng shui your business, how to make more money, how to make your corporations work. Call in, ask Michael questions. He is just amazing. And then the following week, Nick Bear, the Soul Whisperer. We just have such a wonderful lineup ahead. So wishing you a great week. This is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life.